news in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990, or email us at wcno@wcno.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Some people spend their whole life wishing they could be somebody else and have the talent somebody else had. They live vicariously through somebody else's life. Come on, huh? Listen to me. What God, the way God made you and what He put in your life, He gave to you for the assignment that's on your life. He made you the way He made you because there's an assignment that lines up with the way He made you. That's how purpose works. Amen? That's why it's amazing to people why people struggle over so many things. Huh? That's why, you know, people, fat people always on a diet, thin people always trying to gain weight, tall people trying to get shorter, bald people trying to grow hair, people with hair trying to shave their head. I mean, let's just be happy. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're so crazy. We take pride in things that we have nothing to do with. Well, I'm white and I'm proud and I'm black and I'm proud. As if you had anything to do with it. It's not like they gave you a punch card to fill out before you were conceived in the womb to decide what race you wanted to be. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. Yeah, look, you could have been born in Pakistan this morning. Yeah, privileged we are to live in this country, in this state. We live in, and not just this state, but Fort Pierce. I know people crack on the fort all the time, but I'm telling you, the fort is paradise. I just got back from Dallas. And Dallas is out in the middle of a desert. It's a giant city in the middle of nowhere. And there wasn't nothing out there but cold weather and brown grass and miles of road under construction. I could not wait to get back to paradise. And I thought, these people in Texas are crazy to live out here. I am grateful that I live in Fort Pierce, Florida. I got a lot to shout about. There ain't nothing I could have done about it, though, if I had been born in Pakistan. I have to thank God for wherever I'm at. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. God fashioned you because you have an assignment to this generation. To be the color you are, to be the gender you are, to be the age you are in this time and day. God made you that way for this generation. That's a reason to celebrate right there, because God is so smart. Hello? That's why Isaiah 45, it's important to us today. In Isaiah 45, there's a man named Cyrus. Everybody say Cyrus. Cyrus is only mentioned a couple times in the Bible, and that's because he wasn't a man of covenant. He wasn't included in the Jewish covenant with God. He wasn't a man under the law. He wasn't a follower of Jehovah God. He was a Persian, a whole different religion. Come on, everybody say Cyrus. He was the king of Persia. I mean, the Persia is the modern day Iran today. If you look at Iran on the globe, that's where Persia was. And he was the king of Persia. And he found out that he had a destiny, and when he began to embrace his destiny, he got up and he got involved in the way God made him, because he recognized that he was a man of purpose. And at this time, he was the most powerful man on the planet. Come on, amen? Now listen, we're talking about a guy, watch this, we're talking about a guy that didn't even know who God was. But when he found out that this God that he did not know had a plan for his life, he embraced the plan. I think one of the biggest hindrances we have is we get a revelation of the plan of God for our life, and because life comes at us so hard and fast, we never embrace the plan. We let the devil mess with us, and we live the life that's in front of us instead of the plan that God has for us. I'm telling you, I'm so weary of watching believers being taken out by the enemy, buying into a deception, to an alternative plan that has no purpose, no through way to get to your destination. People just hit a dead end street and they exist in survival mode until Jesus. Do they love God? Of course they love God. Are they going to go to heaven? Sure, they're going to go to heaven. But they just exist, never fulfilling purpose, never fulfilling destiny. And they take life as it comes, and they stay miserable, trying to hang on to every scrap of goodness they can find to get up and have a reason to live another day. You know, God's called you to way more than that. Somebody shout, way more.
Way more.
If you're really going to get up and get involved, and how many of you know you have to take the stance of involvement? Most people don't want to lean in, they lean out. I mean, when you watch the Olympics and they're on the track and they're getting ready to run the race, they hunch down and they get ready for the race, and right before the gun goes off, they rise up and they lean in. So when the gun goes off, they can leap out. That's the position that we're supposed to take as believers when we're going to be involved. But most of the time, because we've been so busy in life, we've been so beat up by life, we see a race running and we're just withdrawing all the time. And life takes us by surprise all the time. We find ourselves on this roller coaster of going from one tragedy to the next tragedy, one victory to the next victory, and our life just seems out of control. You ever just wake up some days and go, man, I just don't know how I can go another day. That's because we're not living the plan. The unique plan that God has for each one of us individually. Come on, amen? Let me tell you about Cyrus. Cyrus was the king of Persia. And he was the king of what's called the Medes and the Persians. Before he became the king or the ruler over the whole world, there was another empire that ruled the whole world. It was called the Babylonian Empire. Anybody ever heard of the Babylonian Empire? The Babylonian Empire came into power through a king named Nebuchadnezzar. He's the king you read about in the book of Daniel a lot. The three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace and Daniel in the lion's den. All that was during Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And Nebuchadnezzar saw God because of the counsel of Daniel. And then it passed from Nebuchadnezzar down to a few of his lineage and to a king that his name was Belshazzar. Everybody say Belshazzar. Belshazzar was the king in the capital city in Babylon. It was a city-state. And Babylon had ruled the entire world. And one night he was throwing a party, and they were having this massive orgy. And they went in, and when they took all the children of Israel out of Israel captive, they hauled them all up to Babylon, and they turned them into slaves. The Bible talks about how they took them into a captivity of confusion. The captivity of Egypt was a captivity of bondage, but this was a captivity of confusion because they tried to change their name. Come on, somebody. And what happened is they had the city-state, they were throwing this party, and the finger of God comes down out of the sky and begins to write on the wall. And it says, tonight your kingdom's going to be taken away from you. Basically is what it says. Now they couldn't interpret it, so they said, hey, we need somebody to interpret this. And somebody said, hey, well, there's Daniel. He used to serve your granddaddy Nebuchadnezzar. Why don't you get him? Daniel comes in. He breaks it down for him. He reads it to him. Your kingdom's going to be taken away from you this very night. And the king of Babylon said, well, whoever can decipher it, I'll put a robe on and make him the third most powerful man in the nation. He deciphers it. They put the robe on Daniel. And what he didn't know is that King Cyrus had dammed up the Euphrates River and turned the river and made a swamp. And he got the river low enough to take his entire army, march down the riverbed underneath the city gate that went over the river and into the city. And he conquered the city that very night without really even having to raise a sword. Come on, somebody. I mean, that's a pretty smart tactician. That's who Cyrus was. Come on, amen. It happened at night. Now, all of a sudden, Cyrus is king. He's not only the king of the Medes. He's not only the king of the Persians. He's the king of everyone. He's the king of all of Babylon. He's seen now as the mightiest man in the world. And some of his officers, they come into the city. They set him up in the city. His officers come in and they find all this stuff that they took from Israel that belonged to the children of Israel. And they bring it into him. All the utensils from the temple. All the books. And they open up the book. This one book called Isaiah. And King Cyrus begins to read this book that was written 210 years before he was ever born. And Isaiah wrote in a prophecy these words. There will come a man named Cyrus. Come on, somebody. Amen. And the story goes, and Cyrus would be anointed by God to throw open the gates, to break down the gates of bronze and break down the gates of iron and open up the doors, and that he would be anointed to subdue all nations, to conquer all of his enemies. He would take all the wealth from all the secret places. And God said, I was going to do it for you, Cyrus, because you're my man. And Cyrus was not even a man of the covenant. Come on, amen. Now stay with me. This is awesome right here. I want to walk you through this real quick. First one I want to give you is this. I want you to hear this. You are anointed to get up and get involved. God did not call you to get up and get involved and leave it up to you. Because he made you a unique individual and divinely purposed you in this life, he put an anointing on your life so you could be empowered to live the life that he gave you. You are anointed to get up and get involved. Amen. Cyrus was anointed to do what he was doing. In other words, he was empowered to get up and release the children of Israel. He's empowered to get up and be involved. That means that there was an assignment that was on his life that he was empowered for. I'm here to declare to you today that there's an assignment on your life that you've been empowered to live. Come on, amen. Listen, you're not empowered to do everything, but you are empowered to do something. You haven't been called everywhere, but you've been called somewhere. You haven't been called to everyone, but you've been called to someone. There's a purpose for your life. And you have to discover who it is, where it is, and what it is. Come on, huh? When you discover that, God anoints you to live the purpose of your life. And you're anointed to live what you've been called to do. That's why we got a lot of Christians that keep spinning around in circles. Because they don't understand the call of God that's on their life. They refuse to engage. It's easy to do that because we position ourselves with our problems and we're always looking for the blessing of God rather than engaging God with the call of God on our life, understanding that the blessing is the fruit of a relationship that we've engaged. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you understand who you are and what you've been called to, and an empowerment will come on your life to live the life that God called you to. You won't have to struggle. You won't have to second guess. You won't have to lay in the bed at night with stuff swirling around in your head going, what if this and what if that? God did not call you to that life. He anointed you to live a life of purpose. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, listen to me, please. Listen to me. Somebody's about to get some help. I feel the Holy Ghost about to help somebody. Come on, amen. You want to know when stress really enters your life? It's when you're doing something you ain't been called to do. We got all kinds of people doing things they're not graced to do. If you want to open up doors to stress in your life, then go do something God didn't create for you to do. You will have a whirlwind of trouble, amen? Because when you do things that you were not graced to do, the stress level of your life is going to go through the roof. Everything's going to be pressurized, huh? So the key thing that you have to find out is, what has God called me and what has God empowered me to do? If I'm a school teacher and I'm called to be a school teacher, it does not matter if they put me in a room with 50 kids that got ADHD, ADD. I'm going to do fine because that's the call of God on my life. However, if I'm not called to be a school teacher and they put me in the room to be a school teacher, two crazy kids will drive me nuts. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. If I'm a surgeon and God called me to be a surgeon, then I can stand over a patient with their head cracked open and do brain surgery for 15 hours and have a good time. But if God didn't call me to be a brain surgeon, you don't want me working on your head for 15 hours. Praise the Lord.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
God graces us to do what He's called us to do. And He empowers us to live the life that He set before us. He anoints us to get up and get involved. Praise the Lord. Cyrus didn't struggle to do what he did. Cyrus did what he did because he was anointed to do what he did. God called him. God predestined him to do it. Amen. And here's what God said to him in Isaiah 45. He said, I held you by your right hand. In other words, you don't even know how you got to where you got because I was leading you all the time. See, I just happen to believe there's some people in here this morning. You don't even know how you ended up here this morning. But God was holding you by your right hand. That's how you ended up at Truth Church this morning, because He got you here and you didn't even know you needed to be here. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many of you realize when you were away from God and you were on your way to hell minding your own business? Come on, how many know at one point we were on our way to hell minding our own business and probably everybody else's business? And God interrupted the journey of your life to hell. And He said, hold up, just hang on a minute. I got a plan for you. There's a call of God that's on your life. He reaches down, grabs you by your hand, and He directs the steps of your life to get you to where you are even today. Praise the Lord. That's what being led around by the Spirit is. God, He orders our footsteps. He leads us on the path of righteousness. Come on, somebody. Some of us don't even know how we got to the place we got. We just know we showed up at a place, don't know how we got there, but thank God we got there, because we know now all of a sudden it's the call of God on our life and we're here. God led us by His hand. Somebody thank God for His hand. He said, I held you by your hand and I gave you power to subdue the nations. That's a pretty good calling, don't you think? Do you realize that Cyrus defeated the Assyrians? He defeated the Greeks. He defeated the Phoenicians. He defeated the Egyptians. He defeated all the islands of the Mediterranean. He defeated everybody in the known world. He was the greatest man to live at his time, because God held him by the hand. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. He went all the way across northern Europe. He went all the way to the continent of Asia. Come on, he was George Thorogood, bad to the bone. Bad. When Cyrus walked in, everybody stood up. No, you don't understand. When he came into town with his army, you could feel the earth shake for 4 days from the soldiers that were approaching the city. A dust cloud would rise up over the mountain. The city would begin to tremble for 4 days because Cyrus was coming to town. Bad. God said, I did that for you. Praise the Lord. He said, I did it all for you 210 years before you ever got here. I actually named you Cyrus before you knew your name was going to be Cyrus. How many of you, that's a pretty accurate prophecy. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I'll empower you to open doors that no man can shut. I'll cause you to conquer cities that no one's never conquered before. I'll cause you to rule over nations that have never been defeated before, Cyrus. Come on, huh? That's why he had the vision to walk down the middle of the river at night. That was a Holy Ghost vision. Conquered a city in one night. The mightiest city on the planet he conquered in one night. Praise the Lord. That's amazing. We don't tell stories like that no more. Because it takes us 15 years to conquer a nation like Afghanistan. One night. I mean, I love the United States Marine. They do a great job. But one night. Praise the Lord. How many of you know that's an amazing place to live in when the earth cooperates with you? Dam up the river, change everything, marching under the city through the riverbed. That's pretty anointed, don't you think? I want to just declare to you today that when you find the purpose of your life, God anoints you supernaturally to be able to live the life that He's called you. You don't have to try to make things happen. They happen. Psalm 67 says that when the people of God begin to give honor for who He is and recognize that He sits supreme over all the earth, He says, this is what will happen. He says, I will bless you. Yes, even you will I bless. And I will cause the earth to yield its increase to you. Do you know that's talking about when I understand that I'm a person of purpose and I know that I am anointed to get up and get involved. Once I get involved, that means that everywhere I step, that belongs to the kingdom of heaven. That means that everything that the earth can produce belongs to me. That means that everywhere I go, favor is on my life. I ain't got to worry about nobody shutting a door in my face. I ain't got to worry about nobody telling me it can't be done, because all of a sudden I'm walking with the favor of God because I've been involved in the call of God. So now doors open up for me everywhere I go. That's how the anointing of God works. So if doors ain't opening up from you, that ought to be a good indication to you that you ain't fulfilling the call of God on your life. Something's wrong. Something in your heart ain't right. It ain't. You might not have missed the call. You might just be got some kind of thing hiding down in your heart you don't want nobody to know about, and you're afraid to give up. Praise the Lord. Said, I will bless you. Yes, even you I will bless, and I will cause the earth to yield its increase to you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks. After school athletics and arts, including full contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He is real.